بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Continuing with the chapter on abstinence from this world, being content with little and the virtues of poverty, as we explained before, that this we'll find only in deen. You'll never find it in any of the secular books, books of economics, books of accounting, books of financial management, where that there's virtue in poverty. But this you'll find in deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala had shown him both sides, the sides of as far as what akhirat is concerned, what is there in store, what Allah ta'ala had told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, informed him, showed it to him, what is in store for a person that suffices or little, what is in store in Jannah, and the pleasures of Jannah, etc. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeing what's in the dunya and what compared to what happens or what's there for us in store in akhirat, this dunya is absolutely trivial. This dunya has really got nothing to offer. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where there was a dead kid, small goat, was lying on the side of the road. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked it up by its ear and asked the sahaba that who would like to purchase this for one dirham. So they were surprised that this was a abnormal goat. It had very, very small ears. It had passed away in infancy. So they said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if it was alive, then also we wouldn't want to purchase it. Where would we want to purchase it when it's dead like this? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told them that this world is even more insignificant in the sight of Allah than even this dead small kid that's lying on the side. That is abnormal, dead, of no value. Nobody wants to even purchase it for one dirham. Forget taking it for free. So this is how this world is. So when person has both in front of him, has akhirat in front of him and this world, then be able to make that calculated decision that we shouldn't be chasing. Yes, we need to live in this world, like how a ship needs that water to move towards its direction. We need the world, we need the things of this world, we need the amenities of this world, etc. But at the same time, we don't be consumed by the things of this dunya to such an extent that it distracts us. Example ulama give is like when the dunya is in the heart of a person, then that becomes his compass. It now takes him in a certain direction. But when a person has got Allah Ta'ala in his heart, he's got akhirat in his heart, he's got his direction, his compass right, whichever direction now this is taking him, it will take him. And the faster he goes, the quicker he's going towards his goal and his destination. But as a person has got dunya in his heart and he's got the love for the world, then the faster he goes, the more further away he's going from his destination. So anyway, today's hadith we'll see that there are certain things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that we in this world will have to use. And there'll be no accountability for these things if they earn correctly and if they use correctly. Whereas other things there'll be accountability even though it may be earned correctly. And Abi Amr, wa yuqalu Abu Abdullah, wa yuqalu Abu Layla, Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, laysa li ibn Adam haqqun fi siwa hadhihi al-khisal, baytun yaskunuhu, wa thawbun yuwari awratahu, wa jilful khubzi wal ma'i, rawahu Tirmidhi. Hazrat Abu Amr, who's also known as Abu Abdullah and Abu Layla, Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the son of Adam alayhi salam, in other words, insan, son of Adam alayhi salam, insan, all of us, does not have a right except to the following. Hear what it means? It means, doesn't mean he can't have anything else. It means that he won't be questioned about these things, except these following things which are necessities. Allah Ta'ala won't question us on the day of Qiyamah. Here it's necessities to the extent of the necessity. Otherwise the necessity, we can take it and we can expand it beyond even necessity. So here it's necessity to the extent of necessity. A person won't be questioned about it. What? Number one, a house in which to live. A person has got a house. To the extent that is necessary, he lives in his house. And number two is a garment to which to cover the private portions of his body. And number three, dry bread and water. These are the absolute necessities for living. And here we see on one side, the hadith is showing us what are the absolute necessities of life. Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah Ta'ala forgive us. Sometimes we get consumed in the luxuries. We are weak, so therefore luxuries to a certain extent is permissible, no harm. But the problem is the moment we start being out of the bounds of Shariat, to try and get those luxuries, we go into haram. For example, a person wants to upgrade his house, he wants to update his house, with the latest finishes, with the latest granite tops, and with the latest lighting, and with the latest lounge suites, and the latest carpets and curtains, etc. Now, he doesn't have the money. So what he does now, he goes into haram, he goes and starts borrowing, he goes on to bond, he has upgraded vehicle of his, and now he can't afford that luxurious vehicle, but he wants it, and now he goes to the bank. So now what happens? That absolute necessity now already became more than necessary, went to luxury, and then from luxury it went to haram. Where Allah Ta'ala has blessed a person with the money, he's got it, he earns it correctly and he utilizes it, there's no harm in it. But what this hadith is telling us, this is what is absolutely necessary. Try and get closer to what is necessary, than rather trying all the time to upgrade and staying in the luxuries, because there'll be no questioning as far as necessities are concerned. So therefore Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. So one is we earn the money correctly, one is we spend our money in the correct avenues. As we know, brothers, today is Friday, inshallah, we should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try and come early for the Jummah salah. We should try and recite Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. Ask the children whether they recited Suratul Kahf, especially in this time of fitna and fasad and this Dajjali age that we are living in. Try and increase it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given us the protection. We got protection for our homes, we got protection for our cars. Now people got personal bodyguards, protection for themselves. This is the protection shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the zamana and the time and the era of fitna. What is the protection? One of them is reciting Suratul Kahf for Maghrib Salah and engage in dua. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.